Ruby, Amber and Saffron are out of danger. Will Rachel and Kirsty free Fern, the Green Fairy, too? The Secret Garden.
Oh!
Rachel Walker gasped in delight as she gazed around her.
What a perfect place for a picnic! It's a secret garden, Kirsty Tate said, her eyes shining.
They were standing in a large garden. It looked as if nobody else had been there for a long, long time. Pink and white roses grew all around the tree trunks, filling the air with sweet perfume. White marble statues stood here and there, half hidden by trailing green ivy. And right in the middle of the garden was a crumbling stone tower.
There was a castle here once called Moonspinner Castle, Mr. Walker said, looking at his guidebook. But now all that's left is the tower.
Rachel and Kirsty stared up at the ruined tower. The yellow stones glowed warmly in the sunshine. They were covered in soft green moss. Near the top of the tower was a small square window.
It's just like Rapunzel's tower, Kirsty said. I wonder if we can get up to the top.
Let's go and see, Rachel said eagerly.
I want to explore the whole garden. Can we, Mum?
Off you go, smiled Mrs. Walker. Your dad and I will get the food ready.
She opened the picnic basket.
But don't be too long, girls.
Rachel and Kirsty rushed over to the door in the side of the tower. Kirsty tugged at the heavy iron handle, but the door was locked. Rachel felt disappointed.
Oh, that's a shame, she said.
Kirsty sighed.
Yes, I was hoping Fern the Green Fairy might be here.
Rachel and Kirsty had a secret. They were helping to find the seven rainbow fairies before the end of their holiday on Rainspell Island. The fairies had been cast out of Fairyland by evil Jack Frost, and Fairyland had lost all its colour. Only when all seven fairies returned home would Fairyland be bright and beautiful again.
Fern,
Rachel called in a low voice.
Are you here?
Here, here, here.
Her words echoed off the stones. Rachel and Kirsty held their breath and waited. But they couldn't hear anything except leaves rustling in the breeze.
It's such a special place, Kirsty said. It feels like there's magic close by.
Then she gasped and pointed.
Rachel, look at the ivy!
Rachel stared. Glossy green leaves grew thickly on the wall. But in one place the stones were bare, in the shape of a perfect circle. Rachel's heart began to beat faster.
It's just like a fairy ring, she said.
She ran round the tower to take a closer look, and almost tripped over the lace of one of her trainers.
Careful, Kirsty said, grabbing Rachel's arm.
Rachel sat down on a mossy stone to retie her shoelace.
There's green everywhere,
she said, looking round at the lush grass and the leafy trees.
Fern must be here. We'd better find her quickly then, Kirsty said with a shiver, in case Jack Frost's goblins find her first.
Jack Frost had sent his goblin servants to Rainspell. He wanted them to stop the fairies from getting home to Fairyland.
Where shall we start looking?
Rachel asked, standing up again. Kirsty laughed.
You've got green stuff all over you, she said.
Rachel twisted round to look. The back of her denim skirt was green and dusty.
It must be the moss, she grumbled, brushing it off.
The dust flew up into the air. It sparkled and glittered in the morning sun. As it fell to the ground, tiny green leaves appeared, and the smell of freshly cut grass filled the air. Rachel and Kirsty turned to each other.
It's fairy dust,
they gasped together. Where is Fern?
Fern is here, said Kirsty. Thank goodness I sat down on that fairy dust, Rachel said.
They walked all around the tower, looking under bushes